Dean, just talk about the way you had to win this game tonight. I mean, there are tight games and there are games where there's a lot of goals scored. This seemed to be almost punch, counterpunch type of game that you prevailed in.
Yeah, probably. I agree. Probably a little bit of everything in this game. We got into the room after the first period and just said what a fantastic game it was, period, right? I mean, it was fast. And, you know, do we wish we didn't turn a couple of pucks over to give them some life? Like, we didn't give them a whole lot early, obviously shots, and we were doing a lot of good things. And then, but, you know, I say we turn pucks over, but they have great sticks. They're, you know, a real good team, and, you know, we held our own, but it was a really good hockey game. Obviously, we're excited about, you know, the outcome, but, you know, for the most part, we played great.
Yeah, that game in Dallas might have been one of the toughest nights you've had this season. The result, but also the injuries and the sort of uncertainty. How much did this one sort of mean a little bit more than just a regular season game? Did you feel like there was sort of something you needed to say in response to that?
No, Ports, I don't think so. Did we catch a few bad breaks? And like you said, we thought there were some things that maybe shouldn't have happened in the game. But I guess more than anything, it praises the group about just who cares, right? That's a long time ago now, and we needed to play how we played in order to give ourselves that opportunity to be in that spot again, which we did here tonight. But as far as remembering it or what have you, I think our group does a fantastic job of moving forward and not letting stuff like that affect our game, and it didn't here tonight.
You have a real struggle getting used to a big face mask like the one that Marchenko's wearing. How impressed are you with how he's adapted to that, but also the time he put in? Well, he could have been away, sort of getting acclimated to that.
He wanted back in our lineup so bad. Like and you're right. I mean, you watch his hands tonight. Like you're right. Like sometimes you get that thing here. It's like, you know, you don't see it and whatever. But I don't even know if he needs to see it. Like his control of the puck tonight was great. But again, we've talked about this before. His willingness to get it and to get it back and have it. It's one thing to just have skill, you know, and which he has. But you got to put some effort in, and you got to put some desire and some, you know, dog on a bone mentality to go get it. He wants the puck, and when he has it, his skill set is really obvious. It's been obvious in practice. But to your point, Ports, he's done all the right things to set himself up to be, you know, how he played here tonight.
It's been a while now. Adam Fantilli's been your number one center. What have you seen from him in his game? How has he grown during that time?
Oh, I don't think we got enough time. Like he's like really he continues to do that. You know, we spoke about the practice the other day and how detailed he was and in the drills and our breakouts and who was doing what and coaching and helping and just his commitment to, you know, we had him out last couple of minutes, empty net, because we trust that he's committed to doing the right things, and especially with a skill set that he has. If he commits like he's done, you know, for a long time now on how to play the game defensively, that skill set can come out and give us an opportunity to score a goal, which we need to score in order to separate and finish the game, and he did that.
Way back in September, October, going way back there, I remember you saying one of your big goals was to, no matter who you played, play the same way. Yeah, you guys know how you wanted to play. Tonight, Dallas is like, I think their third best record in the league or something like that. It's like, it just seems like you guys, no matter who you play, it feels like you've reached that goal at least this part of the season. How encouraging is that to see, no matter what happens to your team, that's the case?
Yeah, consistency, right? And just literally worry about ourselves. Of course, we pre-scout the other teams and what they do and how they play. But for the most part, we'll concentrate on who we are and how the Columbus Blue Jackets play the game. And if we do that, we'll have a chance. And The belief in the room is that, and it's a credit, obviously, to the guys that are, you know, stepping on the ice.
When you get Boone back for a couple games here, he's obviously a guy who's not afraid to put himself in front of the puck. We saw that tonight in the penalty kill. But also at the offensive end, he'll tip pucks and stuff. Yeah, him, Van Riemsdyk, Voronkov. I mean, is there becoming more of an emphasis to just kind of get pucks through when you got those big bodies up there to make life difficult for goalies?
Well, I said that I have a tremendous grasp of the obvious. And then after the game, I said, it's really nice to have Boone Jenner on our team because it's obvious. He's just... like his block shots, his leadership, his professionalism, and then combine that with how he plays the game. Always does the right things. You know, our penalty kill improved with him there. There's just so many things, and like you say, the offense and getting to the net, and he's our leader for a reason.
Yeah, his block was probably the highlight of that four-minute kill. Just how much did you guys take out of that into the third?
Yeah, we had a few blocks, but yeah, that one in particular jacked the group up. You know, you could feel it on the bench. There was that excitement, you know, level because of it. So yeah, things like that can really boost the team forward, and it certainly did here today.
Can you talk about Sean Corrales' game today? He had a lot of great effort and battles for the puck that through all three periods.
Yeah, we were just talking about it. Like, we're trying to decide who goes out at the end, and you know, could have been out there for sure. Yeah, his again killing penalties, face-offs. I don't know what they were at the end, but. You know, probably could have got a penalty called against him there at the end. He had a strong game. That line had a strong game, right? Laveda had a strong game. JVR, you know, when we can play and roll four lines like we did, obviously there's some lines that get a little more ice time with special teams and what have you. But, you know, we felt very comfortable with all four lines here the last couple.